Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the it's truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got the legendary Doc B in the building, B-Boy Productions.
What's good, man?
How you doing, Doc B?
It's been a minute, but I'm glad to be here. I feel good.
And we got my co-host for the rest of the day, Darren, the son of DT from DT and Telly in the Morning, hanging out with your boy Tory Lowe. How you doing, Darren?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? What's going on, Tory?
Hey, you know I'm feeling powerful. I appreciate you for tapping in today.
I appreciate you for having me.
Man.
Doc B.
It's all about Milwaukee. It's all about hip-hop.
Okay, so check this out. Milwaukee got four artists on the charts right now.
Really?
On the Billboard 100.
I didn't know that.
DJ Brother Z. Who are the four artists that's on the top Billboard 100
I know about two.
Big Frank, Certified Trapper, and JP.
And Huey V.
Oh, yeah, and I guess
Huey I was going to say, that's three.
Okay. That's four.
I know. Before he said
okay.
Huey. Before he said Huey. Oh, the dude is down with Rockefeller.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, is Milwaukee hitting the charts?
All right. I still want to know if they have a relationship with the DJs.
Well, you know, I guess getting on social media now, you can
I don't need you.
Right. Well, you know, a long time ago, the DJs wasn't letting these young folks in. In the city of Milwaukee. So let's not
gatekeepers.
Go there.
Gatekeepers.
Hey, young people was, you know, wasn't getting played like they were supposed to. But then TikTok started doing them reels. Mm-hmm. And now they got around that. You can't be mad at them. I can't. I can say now y'all can play it while it's on the charts. Hey, that's what hey, you can still get in
okay.
on it. Hey.
Okay.
And you know, it ain't their fault now.
One or two and then done.
Because okay. I'll say this. If you don't make a way, they going to find a way.
I like that.
Okay, so that's what I
say. I almost like I need radio. Now I got to wait for you to play. Now I ain't got to wait for you no more because
right.
of YouTube, Spotify.
And I can go viral and I can do one of them little dances. You know, Milwaukee got like eight dances out here.
I like that.
We really
I do like that too.
It's like we taking over break dancing.
Word.
Like, you know how New York had the break dancing?
Right.
Now it's Milwaukee turn and we got like eight or nine different dance
started
steps
with the Stoli.
Going crazy out here on YouTube. So Milwaukee taking over the break dancing scene.
But I think
I'm
using the dancing to get in with the music.
Right. Because we dance to the music.
Exactly. Right. So like we making them buy it with the dance, but mm-hmm. but we backdoor it really with the music. I feel
right.
like we using that kind of method to come into the game like we are right now.
And that's about content too.
Exactly.
Like and you know, social media is all about content, but you know what I'm worried about? Mm. What if they ban TikTok?
See,
what if that band go through? What if China don't want to up their slice?
Because you really ain't getting it out the mud. That's
right.
That's my old
right.
school pushback. That's my Gen X pushback.
Hold on, what you mean? Who's going around in the trunk?
Who's going around
selling CDs out the trunk?
Pirate ass videos, all that thing. Man, that's the part I don't like. I like a balance. So I'll put it like this. How about this? Munch Lauren has a relationship with the DJs.
Well,
he goes
okay.
around.
That's cool.
DJs got drops.
But y'all always let a few in. Y'all, I'm talking about For as many that's out here, y'all let one.
You can't all get in. Couple,
okay, well, now they can.
You can't all get in.
Well, now they can.
No, they, okay.
They all on content. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this new wave.
Right.
I like this argument. I like this argument. I wasn't ready for your pushback.
I'm not even pushing back. I'm just saying this new
say
way.
We don't need you.
They got in the Rolling Stone.
Some DJs pushing back because they don't have a good ear or they don't want to give a chance. Some of us are pushing back because your stuff is trash.
I believe that.
You don't have a clean version. You don't carry yourself right. You don't even call me by my name. Hey, DJ. And you sticking a phone in my face.
Right. And you're right.
So I'm finna put my job on the line.
And you're not paying me to play your song on top of that.
I only got 3 hours to make it happen.
But that same song you saying is trash is going viral on TikTok.
That don't make it not trash. That's trash people like.
Okay, but what I'm saying is it about if the song is quality or if people like it?
It's about who listening to the radio.
Okay, I'm just asking.
That's a good point.
I'm just asking because I see a lot of stuff that I don't like, but everybody likes it.
But I'm gonna keep it a buck, and I'm gonna say a lot of these people that's TikTok and making it through the TikTok, they not listening to the radio.
Right.
That's not their gateway to, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody in our generation, we think we a trendsetter. We think we the first person
influencer.
That did this. You feel what I'm saying?
Generation. Oh,
yeah. Exactly. Sure. Of course.
So I think that's the approach when if you're gonna be that DJ, if you really select your tunes, make it your style, you gotta understand who is your audience.
Right. Like and you gotta target it.
Right.
So the DJ may not, I think it's gonna all come back, have to come back around to the DJ, but I think the DJ have to mature with the crowd as well. And I think that many times
I agree.
It's some things we just don't like and it's not from our era.
Let me change from trash to it doesn't fit in my mix. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit in my flow.
Facts. It's just not for me.
So that's and I gotta take the chance. I gotta take a chance on my weekly job or my guest appearance because it's a million DJs out here now.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is. I mean, hold on. In Milwaukee, hold on. Wait a minute. Milwaukee got a third
ain't,
of them.
Milwaukee got a third of them. Who ain't a DJ?
Hey. For real.
And I got something to say to you, DT, son.
All right, look. Hold on. We're going to head to the lines. We got Milwaukee Black on the lines. How you doing, Milwaukee Black?
Hey, good, bro, man. What it do, man?
Blessings, brother.
Man, what it do?
A.K.A. Darren Jordan, A.K.A. Scratch Master D from back in the day. He changed. He rolled with the times.
That's what's up.
He switched cities. Man, you Georgia now, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I had to scratch Master B for a while, but start making some noise. I got that little cease and desist from Def Jam about EPMD's DJ Scratch, so I had to make some changes.
Well, Milwaukee Black is our spotlight, our Doc B spotlight today.
That's my man.
How you doing?
Man, blessed, man. I can't even complain, man. Good to hear my OG Doc still doing it with you all, man. Y'all sound good, bro. Anything Milwaukee, I'm with it, man.
And I guess right now it's Milwaukee versus Minnesota somehow.
I got on
these young people that went out here and got into it with Minnesota.
Yeah, I thought it's us in Detroit.
On TikTok.
Kids still.
Hey. But Milwaukee Black, how do you feel about the new scene, the new music scene where these artists are charting right now on Billboard? I've never seen these many Milwaukee artists chart on Billboard at the same time.
I just think it's a blessing, man. I think you got to roll with whatever technology is at that time. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I remember I came back from college, and the selling out the trunk was big, and that's why I produced Milwaukee Young Twan and Ice Moan. I did their main albums, and it was just out the trunk. That was the hustle.
Right.
And Milwaukee dudes got down with it.
Yeah. Young Twan, hold on. I got to catch people up. Hold on. Hey, Scratch, hold on. Excuse me. Milwaukee Black, hold on a sec. Young Twan is also OG Tweezy. So, and you know,
I thought it was Front Row Tweezy.
Right. It's Front Row Tweezy, too. It's all
Front Row Tweezy. My man, Front Row Tweezy.
Right, Michelle Bucks game.
Atlanta, every time I turn on the bus game, I see him in the front row with a hat on. That's my man.
Hey.
I just want to clarify and keep the kids and they're like, who is that? I'm going to let you know who they are still. Go ahead. My fault, boss. What do you think?
I love what the youngins are doing, man. I mean, I love it. You know, I'm down here in Atlanta, so I still got a studio. And, you know, my son, he produces now, so he brings through a lot of young cats. And it's just a different time, man. The internet is such a blessing because I'm going to tell you something. People don't know, Milwaukee was one of the most talented cities for music ever. When I first left the mill, I went down to College of Alabama State. People were like, it's black people in Milwaukee. And me and my guy, Richie Rich, we became the main DJs down in the whole state. And they didn't know, like, Milwaukee has so many talented DJs and musicians and rappers and everything, but it was no internet at the time.
Right.
So I feel this is our payback. We didn't get to get our Nelly in or our, you know, Twist or whoever back in the day. So the more power to the build, the better, bro.
I agree. And that's why I say I always had a problem with a lot of the DJs when it came to breaking new artists. Milwaukee had a lot of DJs, and we should have been breaking a new artist every year.
I agree.
Like, at least some, at least, well, you know what I'm saying. Like,
or at least give them a chance.
You know, like how Atlanta, how they do in Atlanta. So I'm starting to see that TikTok became that vehicle.
Right.
Definitely. And it's funny you said that. Now, people ask me a lot, why you moved from the mill? Why? Exactly what you said. Is why I moved. And I think why Tony Neal and some other people had to move around, it was because at the time it was rappers coming out with all sorts of people out.
Right.
You know, even my man Speech, you know, Speech or right. Speech for Rest Development, but we just weren't getting the total support from the DJs. And when I was able to move down south,
the radio.
When you move down south, the difference was the strip club scene. So you could just, as long as you had money, you could work your club. You could work your song.
The Chitlin' Circle.
Through the stripper, right? Because you work it through the dancers. My first little group I had by myself. I'm saying I did a lot of stuff before I got my own group. When you first, before I had my own group, it came out the same time as Jeezy and Gucci. We were on tour with them and doing everything. And the whole BMF experience, I was right there at the club.
What?
And that was the scene back then. Yeah, you go to the club and you break the DJ off either $20 or a little something, something that goes in the air, floats around, or, you know, saying whatever, or else you get with some dancers and you just break them off a dub here. And just real quick to let you say, the funny thing watching BMF, I was in the club the first time they came back with Jeezy, with that song with Bun B and Jeezy, my homeboy DJ Funky. Big DJ for, he was not big then. He you know, he was just up and coming. He was a DJ that night. And BMF that night gave him $10,000. And they played that song at least 30 times in a row. That, you know, the one that with Bun B, by the time the 10th time came, the whole club was going crazy. It's like $50,000 on the floor.
Boy, we winning.
I've never heard that day in my life.
We call that promotions.
Street team.
Hey, right, hey, Milwaukee Black, I got another question for you. When you said you was around that Atlanta area, was you at the Freaknik?
Yeah, that
you
that
ain't on the documentary. Freak you ain't down
Freak
there.
Nick.
You ain't on the documentary that came out.
You gonna be? We gonna have any footage?
My kids keep asking me. I'm on the documentary somewhere.
Oh, wow.
I went to two of them, though, man. Hey, man. Legendary, dog.
Oh, wow.
I wish every black man and woman could go to one. Legendary.
we have our main morning show host, DT. Her son is in here, and she's hoping that she's not on it. That's what she's hoping. She's hoping her footage didn't make it.
I got the little, you know, note through passage, like, if you see me, you didn't see me.
And I was like,
but you know what? As a son, you appreciate that.
Real talk.
Because it was like, I wasn't thought of. I wasn't here.
Right.
I can't be mad at my mom.
She wasn't representing you yet.
Exactly.
So she was living her life, her best life.
We didn't take pictures of our food and send it to people. That's it. We Gen X. We didn't do that.
I'd rather her give me that. Then I turn it on and I'm like, come on, dog.
Right.
Hey, listen. It's a lot of grandmamas twerking on that freaking
video. Oh, wow.
It's a lot of church ladies now and deaconesses and deacons on there doing wild stuff.
Cardi and them didn't start that. That's back with Ying Yang. We and Luke. We was already twerking back then. We was already twerking. 90s.
Hey, look. All right, well, we're going to run the break. When we come back, we'll have more discussion. We got Milwaukee Black. He's the Doc B Spotlight.
Hey, Milwaukee, 414, baby.
Hey, look, we in the building with Doc B, legendary Doc B, B-Boy Productions, and Darren, the son of DT from DT in the Morning, DT and Telly.
Really going down in the middle.
He knows Ernie. He knows Ernie.
When we come back, we'll have more discussions. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Fire bitty to the flow right now. Eat her up, show her how you get down. Off the drink, yeah, she finna go round. Get up, hit the ground. Eat her up, eat her up, eat her up. Eat her up, eat her up, eat her up. Eat her up, eat her up, eat her up. Eat her up, eat her up, eat her up. Oh, throwing plenty hunnids in the club. Yeah, we don't give a fuck. Oh, baddie shots, they finna pull up. Yeah, we up the drink, yeah, we finna go up. And the party
look 101, 7 the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos.
414.
Doc B in the building.
414.
Legendary DJ B-Boy Productions.
Man, the best that ever did it.
And we got my co-host for the day, Darren, in the building. Hey, he the son of DT from DT and Telly, the morning show host. Hey. Look,
powerful.
Hey, look, we talking Milwaukee music. We got Milwaukee Black in the building.
A.K.A. Scratch Master D.
Spotlight.
A.K.A. Darren Jordan. A.K.A. Milwaukee Lutheran High School. What up? Sorry.
What it do?
Tory, go ahead. I jumped on Tory. They're going to get mad at me.
Go right ahead.
No doubt.
Didn't do nothing. You this is your spotlight.
respect.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. I love the Milwaukee veterans in the game because y'all been behind the scenes this whole time. And a lot of people don't know what have Milwaukee veterans contributed to as far as in the mainstream.
Word.
Milwaukee Black, what have you been doing behind the scenes that we may not know about that you had your hands in?
I'm gonna say this. As far as you are so right about Milwaukee, people don't know some of the power people. Let me move it back. I'm gonna say this. A lot of people don't know from Milwaukee, Steve Haywood was one of the most powerful people in radio at one time, straight Milwaukee. Along with Jerry Smoking B, he was the one, the whole Snap movement, the whole Jeezy Gucci, all that.
They cut out from
Jerry Smoking B was the program director for Hot 97. The whole thing, you see BMF on that one tape, who is this Smoking B guy? You see me say, they're looking for Jerry B to get their record on the radio to get Blue Da Vinci. He was the architect of all that. So, props to them as far as
Jerry
music.
Rupert. Now, hold on, it's Jerry Rupert on Facebook. So when they do the Milwaukee Atlanta, when they do those games and they go down there, we go down to Green Bay, you'll see him in the mix. Or when they do the Palace reunions up here, you'll see him in the mix because he was a DJ at the Palace, the old skating rink. But go ahead, boss.
That whole era was with Milwaukee DJs. Then you have, of course, Eric Bonet. He came up with Mary Holly Berry. I'm not mad at bro. I've been in the studio with him back in the day.
He went to Tech. We went to Tech together. Yep, we went to Tech together.
Yeah.
For sure.
My guy, Speech, who I started out with all the way. We started DJing all the way in high school at his father. People don't know what this is. You got to be OG for this. The Foxtrap, which turned to Hardee's, which is a bank now, but that used to be the arcade.
51st and Capital.
Club.
51st and Capital.
Yeah. Okay.
Cab drive.
We getting a little history here.
For sure.
Yeah. And then I've been producing too. I was blessed. I got to work with Young Jock, Nas, George Clinton. I was A-Ball MJG's DJ for a long time and their producer, Slim Thug, Too Short, Bree, Yo Gotti, Big Yip, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, okay. Lil Boosie, Jim Jones. I got blessed to only produce a lot of them, and there's way more. I don't want to be crazy on it, but I got to produce a lot, and a lot I actually got to studio engineer, so I'm actually the one recording Nas sometime. I'm the one recording A-Ball MJG, and I learned so much from that to see how people from different areas, do they do punch-ins? Do they have their lines memorized? How do they do it? So it was a blessing. I rep Milwaukee the whole way, too, man.
All right. I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to give me an honest answer. Is anybody ever walking into the studio without writing anything and just coming from off the top, creating songs, or is that a marketing strategy?
No. Great question. So back in the day, people were writing. When I was with a lot of people don't know Young Twan OG Tweezy. A lot of people don't know he had a record deal. He turned down because he's a good businessman. Back then we were writing. A lot of people don't know he had a record deal. They brought us down to Texas to Swap House. He was supposed to be signed with all them, with A-Boy-MJG and all them. He actually turned the deal down, man, because he didn't feel enough bread. Back then, cats were writing. 5 years later, when I got my manager, probably 1999, 2000, my manager was managing Ball and G and Bun B, Trick Daddy, and Jazzy Faye. When I start engineering A-Boy-MJG on everything, they never wrote anything. Ball would sit up and be like, go ahead, Milwaukee, turn on that beat. The beat is playing. Okay, hit me. And I put on record. He'll record it halfway. And then he'll put something in the air, drink a little Hennessy, hit it again. And he'll start rapping at the end of the one and whatever. And so he'll do like three of those. That's the whole verse. I go back, clean it up, and that's it.
What? Okay.
MJG, yeah, MJG, same way. MJG would just start rapping. Then he would give me another track, give me another track, and just start coming halfway through. Nas was the first one truly I saw that tripped me out. He literally, we went in there, and he said, give me 5 minutes. And he was sitting there just sipping some whatever, Remy or whatever. He's like, I'm ready. And he just hit a whole verse. Not a piece of paper, not a phone, nothing. And the verse was holler.
I want to play the Young Jock song you produce, and you see Darren Jordan on the credits.
Okay, so this is the Young Jock record that you got the credits on.
Yeah, I've been there, been there, done that. Yeah, man, she running back, so why not?
Hey, the other dance.
Knock it out, knock it out. Yeah, knock it out, knock it out. Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Done that.
Yeah, man, she running back, so why not?
Hey, clean verse.
All right. Hold on. Was he signing the Bad Boy at that time?
Yeah. That's just going down now. That's just going down now.
You didn't go to any of that Diddy. You ain't been to no Diddy party.
Oh, you been to Diddy party. Oh, here we go. There you go. There we go. There
I knew
we
go. Was going to happen.
I'm just asking.
All right.
He was in the studio.
All right, Freak Nick. Yeah, go ahead. Tell him.
Okay, so I'm going to be PC about the Diddy Party. So let me say this. Young Jock, still my friend, one of the coolest dudes. He had the one song going down, and I was the second producer. Nitty that did that was my homeboy. He was managed by my manager's best friend. They were friends, and Nitty did this going down. I was the second one in the studio, and I did that song with him, you know, and that went platinum. And so that was a good experience. Now, I was signed not to Diddy. I was signed to Dallas Austin.
Okay,
so that's a whole other story.
That's Drumline, right? I mean, Dallas Austin did Drumline?
That's why you see me in the ATL movie. I produced like 2-3 songs on the ATL movie and different, okay, you know, soundtracks because of Dallas. But Diddy did used to be at the studio all the time. I never saw the stuff. But I'm going to say this about the game, man. And this is for the young people in Milwaukee, man. The game is what you make it. You got to make a choice if you want to be in entertainment, not just music, if it's acting, whatever. The game is what you make it. They're going to come at you in all different sideways, extortion, different kind of acts, drugs. You got to just stand on your principle of who you are. So I'm going to say this. I got invited when I first started my career to some of these parties, but I don't know if I can say this on radio, but they're like, party tonight. And somebody threw me 2 8-balls. And I was like, nah, that's not me, bro.
Right.
I never got invited.
You scared? You were scared? You were scared?
You just got to say no. Say no to drugs.
I just never got it. I told them that wasn't my thing.
That's not my line.
You know, that natural green and, you know, a little hen. And I never got invited to the third floor or the second floor. I might go to a party on the first floor, but I was never invited to the second or the upper rooms.
Oh, wow. But did you see some of the activity of people that may have fallen into that underground? Did you know anybody that fell into it? And years later, they probably cleaned themselves up.
No, this is how it worked. Like I said, it's all a thing where people just kind of, you know, tip you, man. You all, everybody gets to go to the first floor. You there? I've been at the first floor. Outkast there, L.A. Reid there, okay. Speech there, whoever. Mm. That's the first floor of the party. And he's at these mansions. Then it's floor two and floor three. I never went to two and three. I'm just going to be honest. I think floor two had women and different things, you know, at some of these, you know, industry parties. And floor three, I don't know what happened on floor three.
I don't want to know. Right? He's like, I don't want to know.
Look, I came from Mount Zion Baptist Church, 3rd and Garfield. Let's do it.
That's where our parents were. Yeah, we got the album. We got the album to prove it. Yeah.
Look, on that note, we're going to run the break. And when we come back, I want your advice, Milwaukee Black. I want your advice. What would you give for this new generation? And what do you want to say to the older generation, too, as well? Like, to how to deal with the new generation? And how can we continue to rise and get more artists on the Billboard charts?
Because I'm mad at the new school. They don't respect us. They don't respect the game.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got Doc B. We got Darren in the building. And we got Milwaukee Black as the Doc B spotlight today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lanez.
This is the Tory Lanez Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Shake it to a bat. She shake it dummy. I just wanna grab me. It's another one like DJ Khaled.
I just hopped on the scene. Oh yeah. Me and my brothers got the green. Tryna get between them.
Young c**k, I didn't leave her home. Motherfucker, I got a brother for bring her home.
I say DJ, can you put this song on blast? Put her in the back shaking.
I know when you know that she gon' shake that ass when I throw this cash. You ever told her I got G's?
No.
You ever make a bitty hit her knees?
No.
Well, guess what? I'm JP.
On my dime, make a bitty.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lanez Show. Look, we got Doc B, the legendary B-Boy production CEO in the building.
Midwest mixer.
Hey.
Rapper. I'm just B-Boy, man. B-Boy means person that's into hip-hop culture. B-Boys and B-Girls, which stood for Beat Boys and Beat Girls.
Hey.
So even I'm wearing a suit, don't matter. Whatever I'm wearing, construction outfit, don't matter. Briefcase, to the boardroom, to the streets, baby. B-Boy stands.
Puff!
What it do?
Hey.
What it do, baby?
And we got my co-host today, Darren.
You don't want to battle.
What's going on,
in the
y'all?
Building.
You don't want to with me.
What's really going on in the mill?
Hey, look. And we got the spotlight on Milwaukee Black, producer, engineer.
Friend.
Hey, look.
Milwaukee Luther.
Milwaukee native.
53rd Street School. You didn't go to 53rd Street School. You just lived by there. Where'd you go to elementary?
Nah, I went there.
Oh, you went there?
Nah, I went to 53rd Wilbur Wright. I went to Marshall High School for one day.
One day.
You couldn't have, that was your neighborhood school. What's up, boss?
How'd you get suspended on your day off?
No, I didn't get suspended, but mama took me up there and 272 folks started fighting. They rolled across her hood, and next thing I was at another school the next week.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, those are the gangs, if y'all don't know. 272-419.
All right.
Yeah, y'all may not know, back in the day, Milwaukee is by the streets. 06-18-19-272-426.
One way.
It was a little different.
Yeah, it was a heavy gang community.
That's before the GD and BOS.
Well, it's a story that the Tupac came to Milwaukee and got ran out.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
I was my manager also managed the Outlaws after Tupac died.
Okay,
and when I told him I was from Milwaukee, they're like, "Man, y'all in Milwaukee are wow, man." he said y'all had us running and tore up a hotel. I was like,
oh,
"What happened, man?" And he said the whole thing in Chicago where they had shot the little boy. So he got on stage. It's all about thug life. It's not about no gangs no more. And he was kind of, Tupac was kind of like FGDF at VL, and all hell broke loose. And that my guys from the Outlaws told me they ran up on stage, pocketed him, drew down on stage. I don't know. He's like, I don't know how people in the audience had pistols. He said It was just a mob chase. Him and Scarface.
Scarface, tell that story.
Spice One back to the hotel, and they tore up the hotel down Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee.
The Hyatt.
Yeah.
The Hyatt and Regency. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that at all. I'm not proud. I didn't go because I saw him at Jack the Rapper in the rave, and I was like, nah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, Pac didn't take nothing. Pac was – he going to say what he had to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, even if it cost him his life.
Oh, man. Why you got to go there? Why you got to go there?
That's what happened.
That's real.
That's true.
He stood with – I only met him once. You know, was crazy. I met him, but again, through my manager. That's why I was way younger. Down in Atlanta, that might have been one of the Freaknik years over at MC Breed's house when they did the Gotta Get Yours, Gotta Get Mine.
Oh, that's right, MC Breed.
Rest in peace to Breed.
Yeah, shout out, rest in peace, man. Flint, Michigan. Was my guy down here.
Flint, Michigan.
Rest
man.
In peace, man.
For sure.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Milwaukee Black, what advice do you have for this new generation when it comes to music and continuing to get on top of these charts? And what advice do you give to the old heads when it comes to dealing with this new group of artists that's out here?
It's trash.
That's a good question. I'm gonna say this for the older people, for all the OGs, the older people, you want to call them old heads, whatever. Man, don't be the old guy on the porch, man. Get off my lawn. Don't be the old angry guy, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like
Doc
the
B.
NBA.
Acknowledge me. Say, sir, can I dance on your grass? Can I make a viral video on your grass? That's what I'm saying. Why are you putting your phone on the hood of my car?
Oh,
and
wow.
Then dancing in front of the bumper. Go ahead, Buffalo. Hey, Wally World.
Just like
Wally
NBA.
World. Go ahead, boss.
Doc, look, it's just like the NBA. Dr. J was that guy, but the truth is, it was no TV cameras. Then Bird and Magic came, it was a delay. They were those guys, but then when Jordan came, it was on TV, so he was bigger. Now LeBron got the internet and IG and all that.
Mm, right.
That's life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. Dr. J, I looked at his net worth. Dr. J's net worth is $25 million. There's no way regular role players should have $200 million in an account, and the legendary Dr. Dan Green got $25 million. But that's just how it goes. So the older people, man, just respect what they're doing. Try to give them game. And to the younger people, respect your OGs. We can't be the only race, black people, who trick ourselves out of position. Black people in every other race, Chinese, Asian, Hispanic, the Italians. They respect OGs and everything. And
the knowledge.
Just that, the knowledge. They want the knowledge because they know the knowledge is power. But black people, we trick ourselves out. And with the younger people, you just got to make one big decision. Anything in this music, and all it is this. Which one are you? Are you quantity or quality? If you're quantity, put out as much stuff as possible. And it's cool. You can just say, I really don't care about rap. I just don't want to sell drugs or go to jail or anything. I just want to dance, have fun. Mm-hmm. Put out as much as you can. Quantity. If you want to be a Kendrick Lamar or something, a Nipsey Hussle, now you got to go talk to the OGs. You got to get in better studios. You need a better mic. You got to make a quality product that will transfer all over just past a quick instant moment on TikTok. See, the TikTok is going to be quick, and you can make some quick bread.
Right.
Take that bread, buy some houses, flip houses, do whatever. If you want the long career, you got to start doing quantity. You in Milwaukee, you want to be the next Outkast, the next Nipsey Hussle, the next whatever is in Milwaukee. The speech, triple platinum. You know what I'm saying? You want to be something where speech now is 54. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. He's still on tour, goes to Africa, goes to Dubai, goes to all those places, UK tours, and is able to make 2.5 a year. Mm. This stuff came out 30 years ago, bro. That's quality. You see what I'm saying? That's quality. No disrespect to the younger dude. Classic. But it's okay to do quantity, but
it's
do
okay
a lot of it. You need a new dance every week, my guy. You need to have a new, it's the hubbub, it's the meal dance, it's the this, and keep doing it and save that money while it's your time. Forget about chains and all that goofball stuff and make investments, and you'll be okay.
You only score if you shoot.
You only score if you shoot.
You only score if you shoot. That's our generation. We're going to keep shooting. We don't really trip on how many times we missed. We just going to keep shooting.
Hey.
I appreciate you, Milwaukee Black, for coming through, because that's history. You walk in history right now. Hip-hop been around 50 years. And I say Generation X, we've seen the beginning, the middle, and the end of some of our favorite entertainers. True. How it ended up.
Real talk.
Damn. So it's just a blessing that we're here to talk about these things, because we got a new generation coming up. And like I said, it's our job to make sure that we do our part, each and every one of them.
I got a question for everybody. Even Brother Z, because Brother Z is in this scene too. All right, and Scratch, you as well. Sorry, let me call you Milwaukee Black. So our generation, Ghetto Boys, EPMD, Run DMC, Luke, we all sound different. We don't sound the same. This auto-tune and these fibers, this thing is all the same. Not all exactly the same, because I'm a professional, so I can tell the difference between T Grizzly and so-and-so and so-and-so, but it's still very similar.
Let me speak on that, Doc.
So,
let me speak on that from a sonics point of view. You are right. That was the great thing. Tupac sound like Pop. Guess what? Big sound like Big. Snoop sound like Snoop. Nelly sound like Nelly. Bone sound like Bone. Outkast sound like Outkast. Cuckoo Cow sound like Cuckoo Cow, which all Detroit sounds like now. Shout out to the meal. But I'm gonna say this though. The reason what happened is because it started to be quantity. What was the quantity move? Before it was very expensive when I came up to record a lot. That's why I got with Young Twan and Ice Moan. They had the bread, wink wink, the long bread. We recorded at Battery Studio $150 an hour, bro. Okay. Now it's such a blessing. Cats can just get a crack version. Let me not sound already. They can get a version of FL Studio, you know what I'm saying, and Pro Tools, and go to work and do everything with some virtual instruments. The problem is everybody's sound sounds the same because they're all on FL Studio and then they're all on Pro Tools. Then what happens, since Lil Wayne, I call it the Lil Wayne effect, every rapper wants auto-tune. So what happens now is actually engineers who sell sound packs. They got the Lil Baby sound pack. They got the Roddy Ricch sound pack. So it's the actual settings on auto-tune. So if you do your inflections like somebody else, you sound just like them. But I kind of don't blame the kids, because this is what the record companies want. Back in the day, you were in the Hall of Shame if you sounded like EPMD or Rocky. If you were in the Hall of Shame, you sounded like Tupac. Now the record companies, they like, I want you to sound just like NBA Youngboy. I want you to sound just like Lil Durk. I want you to go make a beat like him, do something, talk about the same thing, and we'll sign you. It's different.
All right. But yeah, you're right.
You're right.
That's the truth. Hey. We on the Truth Radio Station.
Hey, look, Milwaukee
Sound like
Black,
the truth.
I appreciate you for coming through. Hey, look, Doc B, this was a hit.
Can he give his information? Do you want to get your information? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We used to wouldn't tell her.
How can people keep up with you, Milwaukee Black?
Or your son?
Your production? You really can. I really won't be on the socials, man. I'm still out here producing. I'm going to be honest with you. Laugh, though.
Gen X.
He wanted to stay low-key.
Your mama's mama's house. Your mama's mama's house.
Yeah, look. Milwaukee goes strong, because what you don't know is I ghostwrite hooks, too. And some of your favorite little rappers out here in Atlanta that you love, that was me on the hook. I can't do nothing because I signed a disclosure.
But I'm still
doing it. I'm just, you know, just on the low, man. And shout out. Thank you all for having me on here. Thanks, OG Doc B. And just everybody from Milwaukee, man. I always love the meal. Go Bucks. Go Green Bay. And, you know, hey, man, what it do, man?
Powerful. Hey, look, we appreciate you.
Love, baby.
And look, anytime you want to stop through, hey, when you come to the crib, stop through with Doc B.
Hey.
Love, I'll do it. I'll meet y'all in person. Let's do it.
That's what's up. All right. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, y'all. Doc B's rocking on your radio.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show. In studio with Doc B, the legend, B-Boy Production CEO in the building.
Hey.
And we got my co-host, Darren.
DT 2.0.
Hey, DT's son, Darren, in the building. Matter of fact, we got DT on the lines. DT, how you doing, girl?
What's going on, Keek, Tori?
Hey,
thank you so much.
What's happening in?
Thank you. You got it. And Keek, Doc B, it's good to see you. I'm actually at home in Dallas, and I'm watching y'all live.
Oh, love.
Doc B got the fly camouflage. I see you, baby.
What's up? I'm ready for war. I'm ready for
quick
war.
Question.
What's up?
Yes, I love this topic, and I was hoping that Milwaukee Black was still going to be on, but and I'm glad that Darren is witnessing all of this knowledge. So I want to ask both Doc B and Darren a question about today's incredible, amazing topic. So Doc B, I'll be 48 in May. And so as Tori Lowe was saying, we grew up where we witnessed the evolution of hip hop as well as what is going on today. So when I was coming up, Tori, and co-sign if you agree, Run DMC, Salt and Pepper, Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, Sugar Hill Gang, as much as a number of those hip-hop legends had a political aspect of their artistry, hip-hop was fun. It was
right.
Fun. We would go to parties. And Tori, you, Doc B, you know, like we would go to house parties. We would go to clubs, and we would just have a good time.
Rarely a fight.
I actually, a fight.
No deaths.
Barely a fight.
Barely a fight. No deaths.
For Darren. Yeah, I feel bad for Darren's generation. I want to ask Darren, too, from a socialization standpoint, like, because now when you listen to a lot of the songs that are mainstream in hip-hop, it's just superficial. It talk about what designer clothes you wearing or who you're going to shoot up. And it's just, to me, it's not, Doc B, it's not fun anymore. And I really detest that for the young generation, because if they knew when girls went to the parties, you know, by the time we got done, Doc B, you remember, our hair was sweated out.
All
the
real
girls that we walked in with, they was afros by the time we left. So
real
I just
talk.
Want to get you and Darren take on how hip-hop is not fun anymore.
And how we danced with each other. And I mean, you dance in a group of your girls sometimes, and guys might have a circle, a cipher circle, where they rapping over. But for the most part, now we try to dance with each other, and that's not a knock on heterosexual versus homosexuality. It's just that's the way that was how it went. You was there, you was trying to see the girl. Man, it's gonna be some girls there, boss. And that's another reason why we didn't want to fight neither because of that. But yes,
right.
the general energy in the room was fun party. You know, it's party, not at each other. You got your NWAs,
right.
You got your Ghetto Boys, and you know when they came in.
Then you had the TLC,
and then you had the TLC. Yeah, you had both. You had a balance. And Darren, I don't want to monopolize.
Yeah, man. No, I understand where y'all's perspective is from, and I respect yours, Doc B. I think the nucleus of our generation and the way it goes, especially because we don't have the credit of saying we evolved, you know, hip hop or we had a music genre that we just brought into the game. But
right.
The nucleus to a lot of our problems is the accessibility. And so the reason why we talk about the superficial designer clothes or we talk about, oh, I'm about to shoot it up. It's the accessibility. We heard NBA Youngboy. We heard all these T-Grizz. We heard Rio the Young OG.
Mm-hmm.
He really had one. So I went
right.
and got one. You see what I'm saying? I may not have a father or somebody who really showed me like, hey, I wouldn't have lived in this neighborhood or got a house in this neighborhood if I knew you needed a gun to walk down the street.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you don't got that coaching,
the
that
guidance.
Teaching,
word.
That guidance, it makes you think.
We back to the foundation.
Exactly.
The problem of everything.
The nucleus.
Is the nucleus
exactly.
in that foundation.
Look, we got to run the break. We're going to hold DT over. We got the town on the lines as well. We got some talk to text. We got some people in the chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.